Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the artistry of Angela Hewitt, Dua Kalixa, and of course, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin in style and appropriately with an overture from Smetana's The Bartered Bride. Smetana was a Czech composer who pioneered the development of a musical style and is regarded in his homeland as the father of Czech music. He was a gifted pianist, gave his first public performance at the age of 6, and after studying and leaving Prague, he ended up in Sweden, where he did teach and was a choir master, and also wrote quite a few large-scale orchestral works. Now, it was in Prague that he championed the new genre of Czech opera. In 1866, his first two operas, The Brandenburgers in Bohemia and The Bartered Bride, were premiered at Prague's new Provincial Theatre, where he worked as the principal conductor. In later life, unfortunately, he did become completely deaf and continued to compose, though. He did also spend some time in an asylum from a mental collapse, but he is still considered one of the great composers of Czech music. So let's take a listen. Here is the Pro Arte Orchestra with Sir Charles McAllis and the overture to The Bartered Bride.
Thank you.
can't think of a better beginning to a program. The Proarti Orchestra with Sir Charles McCarris, and that was the overture to The Bartered Bride. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with the artistry of Angela Hewitt. She was born into a musical family. Her father was the cathedral organist in Ottawa, Canada, and she began her piano studies at the age of 3 and first performed publicly at the age of 4, and a year later winning her first scholarship. Now, during her formative years, she also studied, get this, violin, recorder, and classical ballet. At 9, she gave her first recital at Toronto's Royal Conservatory. And this may be why she writes, and I quote, "When I was a kid, I dreamt of being in a musical because I love to sing and dance, because perhaps that's why I'm so preoccupied with making the piano do the same. Musical, it's basically song and dance anyway." And dance we shall this today, this morning, with the Villanesca, and this comes from her disc of Spanish dances.
Thank you.
Angela Hewitt, and that was the Villanesca from her Disc of Spanish Dances. And now we're in for a treat. Samplings from a fantastic double disc, back in the days of the disc, of the Complete Songs of Samuel Barber. This features Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson, an incredible pair. So let's take a listen.
My wandering sail, O
the voices of Thomas Hampson, and before that, Cheryl Studer. And those were some selections from Samuel Barber's Complete Songs. You're listening to CITR here at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. And if you like the genre of silent films, you will enjoy this next offering by the Alloy Orchestra. Now, since the first performance back on December 31st in 1990 in Boston, the Alloy Orchestra has developed an extensive repertoire of music and sounds that they perform during the projection of a silent film. These musicians use an array of different found objects and electronics, as well as some traditional percussion and wind and keyboard instruments. Now, we're going to hear some selections from the silent movie Metropolis, and this comes from the Alloy Orchestra's self-titled CD. Here's the Alloy Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
the Alloy Orchestra. And that was music for silent films from the movie Metropolis. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time. The time is here. I am speaking of oboe music time. And today, some music by Rossetti. Now, Anton Rossetti was born in Bohemia back in 1760 and followed the fashion of the time and adopted an Italian name, Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He joined the court orchestra as a double bassist and then went on to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court. He wrote over 30 symphonies and 20 instrumental concerti, of which we're going to hear the opening allegro from his concerto in F for oboe. So take a listen. Here is Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. impressive cadenza in that. That was oboist Leos Lenzes, joined by the Slovak Chamber Orchestra, and the opening Allegro movement from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F major. And we're going to continue with some music from which I think we all need just a little bit in our lives, some blessed spirits. This is a performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and Sir Charles Groves directing.
Thank you.
the Royal Liverpool Orchestra, with Sir Charles Groves directing, and that was The Dance of the Blessed Spirits by Gluck. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I'm always excited by the talents that we have here right in Canada. And one such ensemble is Duo Calixa. Now, this is a duet of flutist Kelly Williamson and guitarist Marriott Stephenson. Now, they're both accomplished musicians and teachers, and they both share a passion for the music of Latin America. In this regard, we're going to hear a selection by Astor Piazzolla. He was an Argentine tango composer who actually revolutionized the traditional tango into a nouveau style called, get this, Nuevo Tango, incorporating elements a little bit from jazz, a little bit from classical. He was also a very celebrated performer. So here is Duo Calixa and Café.
Thank you.
Duo Calixa with Cafe by Astor Piazzolla. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio.